Hi, I'm your host Jane Call and welcome to the Prince 2 Study Sessions. This is episode 10 and today we will be covering the second Prince 2 process, directing a project. Our key objectives then are firstly to discuss the purpose of the process, directing a project. We will then discuss the key activities involved in this process, which should cover roles and responsibilities. And finally, we will review the objectives of this Prince 2 process. Let's begin then with the purpose of directing a project. The purpose of directing a project process is to enable the project board to be accountable for the project success by making key decisions and exercising overall control while delegating day-to-day management of the project to the project manager. The trigger to begin the directing a project process is when the project manager has completed the project brief and the plan for the initiation, and the project manager requests the project board to authorize the initiation stage. In many ways, directing a project is a vital part of Prince 2. This is because this process is used by the project board to direct and control the project. The project manager looks after managing product delivery. Therefore, the project board will only need to get involved really in the case of exceptions or key decision points, as agreed in the project plan and stage plan. The project board will manage by exception, receive regular reports, exercise their control and make decisions. The project board is responsible for ensuring there is continued business justification and can decide to shut down the project if the business case is no longer viable, as this can change during the life of a project. The project board will receive project updates from the project manager at a frequency they decide, and this will be stated within the communication management approach. Let's now move on to the activities in directing a project. The first activity is authorize initiation. After the Prince 2 starting up a project process has been completed, under the Prince 2 process directing a project, the board will meet for the first time to make a decision about whether or not to invest in the initiation stage. To support this decision, the project manager will have produced a project brief and the stage plan for the initiation stage. The project board will also review and approve the project product description, confirm customers' quality expectations and acceptance criteria, and verify the outlined business case demonstrates a viable project. The second activity in directing a project is authorize the project. At the end of the initiation stage, the project board will meet again, and under the Prince 2 process directing a project, the project board will provide a decision on whether to authorize the project and approve the next stage plan. This activity is triggered when the project manager requests authorization to deliver the project and may be undertaken in parallel with authorizing the next stage plan. To support this decision, the project manager will have produced the PID, or commonly known as the project initiation document, which will include the project plan and the detailed business case. And along with the PID, the project manager will provide the benefit management approach. The board will review the full contents of the PID, which will also include reviewing each management approach, reviewing the tolerances and make sure they are appropriate and realistic, and confirm the project remains aligned with the strategy of corporate program management or the customer. So as you can see, as part of authorize the project, the project board has got a lot of things that they need to review in order to make their decision. The third activity in directing a project is authorize a stage or exceptions plan. At the end of each stage, the project manager will request an end stage review meeting, and the project board will need to make another decision about whether to proceed to the next stage or not. A management stage can only start when the project board provides their approval. The board authorizes the management stage by reviewing the performance of the current stage and approving the plan for the next management stage. To support this decision, the project manager will have produced an end stage report, including a lessons report for the completed stage, and have ready a stage plan for the next stage, which will be reviewed by the board as part of their assessment. When reviewing the end stage report, the board will check the project's performance to date, review the project's forecast, and if required, review any lessons learned, and check the risk summary to ensure the exposure is still acceptable for the project. As part of the board reviewing and approving a stage or exceptions plan, they will review the PID, the business case, the project plan, and the benefit management approach to see if updates have been made and confirm that there is still continued business justification remaining on the project. The project board may request project assurance to undertake some of the reviewing and assessing activities. The project board must set tolerances, and if at any point those tolerances are forecasted to be exceeded, the project manager will inform the project board via an exceptions report to bring the situation to the project board's attention. If an exception has happened during the management stage, the project manager will create the exceptions report as explained. At this point, the board may ask for an exceptions plan. Only exceptions to stage or project plans need to be escalated to the board. Work packages and team plans are approved and managed directly by the project manager. The fourth activity in directing a project is give ad hoc direction. The Prince 2 directing a project process has an activity called give ad hoc direction to provide direction and advice to the project manager. Throughout the project, the project board will receive regular highlight reports on progress of the current management stage and may have feedback to provide to the project manager. The project board must give advice and direction as necessary to ensure the project meets its stage plans. Although it is the executive of the project board who has the veto on any decisions and directions given, the project board should provide a unified direction and guidance to the project manager. The board may give ad hoc direction when requests for advice, such as confirming available options for dealing with project issues, delivery of a report, for example, an exceptions report, highlight report or issue report, alterations of the project environment, concerns raised by the project board itself or one or more of its members, corporate program management decisions, and finally, they may give ad hoc advice when there's been an identification of a risk. The board should also inform the project manager of any changes in the corporate program management or customer environment which could impact the project. The final activity in directing a project is authorise project closure. As the last delivery stage in a project concludes, the project board needs to make a decision that the project has completed in a successful manner and that it should be closed. To support this decision, the project manager produces an end stage report, which includes a lessons report. As part of this process, the project board must approve the end project report, including the lessons report provided by the project manager. They must understand whether the objectives of the project have been achieved and ensure that any post-benefit reviews detailed in the benefit management approach are planned for. The board will also review and reconfirm the business case and the benefit management approach. Once the board provides approval for the project to be closed, a project closure notification is issued, which will communicate to all stakeholders the project has now been closed. It is important to note that the project does not need to have achieved its objectives in order for the project board to authorise its closure. If the project becomes unviable, then the project board may decide upon premature closure. We will discuss this further when we are covering the Closing a Project podcast. We have now covered all activities in directing a project. The key thing to note about this process is that it's owned by the project board, and it gives them the authority to direct and control the project. The final thing we will cover in today's podcast is the objectives of directing a project. So the first objective is that there is authority to initiate the project and allow the initiating a project process to start. There is authority to deliver the project products via the starting the delivery stages. Management direction and control are provided throughout the project life. The project should remain viable. Corporate program management or the customer has an interface for the project. There is authority to close the project when the closing a project process is done. And finally, plans for realising the post-project benefits are managed and reviewed. This now concludes the directing a project process, where we have covered the purpose of this process, the key activities involved, including roles and responsibilities, and finally, we've covered the objectives of this process. Thanks very much for listening, and join me next time as we move on to the third PRINCE2 process, initiating a project.